The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry to interrupt your old-time radio programming, but the Daily Briefing is our brief update Monday through Friday where you can get all of your information related to updates and resources regarding this pandemic. Today is Friday, March 5th, and it is 22 minutes past the 3 o'clock hour if you are listening to us live. My name is Becky. Today is also the National Day of Unplugging. So if you're listening to us on an internet-based device, you can consider, after listening to your daily briefing, perhaps unplugging for a little bit of time or a lot of time. It's also National Dress in Blue Day, Employee Appreciation Day, Speech and Debate Education Day, and Absinthe Day, as well as Cheese Doodle Day. Remember that your state-level updates on more important things like COVID-19 safety protocols and questions and vaccines and everything like that can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's lots of COVID data displays. They're available at the Department of Health website at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. If you go online to WA211, you will get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance. You can also get there by dialing 211 from a phone anywhere in Washington State. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week, starting as early as 6 a.m., and it goes till 6 p.m. Mondays actually have extended hours all the way until 10. And you can text the coronavirus hotline with any of your questions or wonderings or inquiries by texting 211-211. Our state update for today includes or comes to us from the Washington Employment Security Department. They have received reports of a recent text message scam that's circulating. Folks are getting a text message claiming to be from ESD, that's the Employment Security Department, otherwise known as unemployment. If you receive a text message claiming to be from State Unemployment Office urging you to click a link because your immediate attention is required, don't click that link. It is a scam. More information on this and others is available at esd.wa.gov. The Employment Security Department for Washington also has several on-demand webinars, as well as upcoming live webinars for helping folks navigate unemployment claims. You can go to esd.wa.gov/UIWebinars for more information. There were lots of changes that have come quick this week regarding vaccines in our state. Just an update that by midweek, about 8% of Washingtonians had been fully vaccinated against the virus and 14% had received at least one dose. The FDA did give emergency use authorization to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Western States Working Group also approved it for use in Washington. And the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department anticipates receiving doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as soon as next week. Those currently eligible to receive COVID shots now include K-12 education staff and licensed childcare workers, and that's per a recent directive by the president and follow-up by the governor authorizing that. Veterans of any age can also now get vaccinated through the VA. Veterans who don't yet have coronavirus vaccines can call 206-716-5716. And these educators and veterans join healthcare workers, first responders, elders 65 years and up, long-term care residents, and those over 50 who live in multi-generational households, as folks who are all currently eligible to sign up for coronavirus vaccination. Yesterday, the governor announced that by the end of March, or around March 22nd, vaccine eligibility will open up to pregnant people, those with disabilities that put them at high risk, and people who work in certain congregate settings, such as agriculture, food processing, grocery stores, public transit, firefighting, law enforcement, and those who work in prisons and jails. That tier of eligibility will not include restaurant workers. But by April 12th, the governor's office expects to open vaccine eligibility to people age 16 and up who have two or more medical conditions that put them at higher risk for severe COVID illness complications, as well as anyone over 50 who had not been previously eligible. Folks living in correctional facilities and certain group home settings are slated to become eligible by April 26th. The website covidwa.com is not run by the state, but it has proven to be a valuable resource for eligible individuals struggling to access vaccine appointments. Pierce County businesses or organizations with any capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic can contact the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at 253-649-1412. And of course, individuals can go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers and clinics and pharmacies that may be offering vaccine appointments in our region or elsewhere in the state. You can also locate the phase finder there. You enter in your demographic information and it'll tell you whether you are eligible yet. And it'll direct you, if you are eligible, to places offering appointments. For our regional news, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 70 new COVID cases today and 3 COVID-related deaths. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County is sitting at 169. Individuals who received a first dose vaccine at one of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's vaccine events should have received an email with information for their second dose. And those who can't locate an email with follow-up information about your second dose should call 253-649-1412. Right here in Tacoma, the Tacoma Mutual Aid Collective is hosting a free laundry day tomorrow, March 6th, starting at noon. Individuals in need can have their laundry paid for at a number of laundromats around town. These include the 38th Street Laundromat, located at 1221 South 38th, at Laundry Mart, located at 5401 6th Ave, at Main Street Laundry, located at 9th and MLK Jr. Way, at the 6th Ave Speed Wash, located at 1318 6th Avenue, and at 72nd Laundry, and that's located at 7301 13th Avenue Court East. There's lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, among others. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. Or if you don't have internet access and need to be put in touch with a place that can test you for coronavirus, you can call the state's coronavirus hotline at 1-800-525-0127. There are also, in addition to regular permanent testing locations, there are mobile testing events hosted by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. The ones this weekend and through next week are as follows. On Saturday, March 6th, the health department will be testing for coronavirus out at Eatonville High School, as well as at UW-Tacoma here in Tacoma. On Sunday, March 7th, they'll be at the Key Peninsula Civic Center in Vaughan and at the Eastside Community Center here in Tacoma. On Monday, March 8th, they'll be at the Bay Terrace Apartments in Tacoma. On Wednesday, March 10th, the health department will be offering free coronavirus testing at the Sprinker Recreation Center. On Thursday, March 11th, they'll be at the Buckley Fire Department and the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. And a week from today, on Friday, March 12th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will offer free COVID-19 testing at PLU and at Tacoma Community College. For these events, testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but if you need later hours, the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station is open till 5:30 p.m., and that's also run by the Health Department. Meanwhile, if your business or organization has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site, you can get in touch with Tony Smith of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by emailing tsmith@tpchd.org. There's also Walgreens and Rite Aid pharmacies that are offering free drive-up rapid antigen testing. Check the various pharmacy websites in advance. There's also some pharmacies and groceries who are selling at-home testing kits that you then send results off. Again, check with those locations. Well, my name is Becky, and you've been listening to the March 5th KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for those community resources. Our phone number where you can text or call us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. All of the phone numbers, all of those websites with links that I mentioned are available at daily.ktqa.org. Have a wonderful and happy weekend. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.